Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There he is.
There it is. I'm going to turn my face off.
All right.
Well, not literally. Imagine if you could do that. That'd be a skill. I'm turning my face off. How are you?
Good.
Are we recording?
Yes. I've just got an email from a gig, and I don't know what gig it was.
What did it say? Was it requesting that you never appeared again?
Oh, it says the venue is closed down, apparently. But I don't know
what venue was that?
I don't know what gig it was.
That's beautiful. The venue has now closed down. Yeah, they're going to great lengths to get rid of you there. Closed down.
What was it? Making dumb shit all day, every day. I don't know what that is. What gig was it for?
only you can answer that question.
So, how was your run and how was your last gig?
My last gig was my last performance of mine. Show Adder.
Whichever one's the most interesting.
Yeah, the last Adder was pretty damn cool, man. Like, a lot of people came to see it. It's just been great. And then I finished on a PG Hits, which is a comedy show just for kids. And you can bring your kids with you as well, but you can still kind of get away with adult themes. That was all right. But it's been a really good run. Sorry to disappoint you.
Damn, maybe next year.
Maybe next year, where I get too big for my boots. That's what most people do now, isn't it? Going, that one all right. Maybe I'll hire a room in the Pleasance.
Yeah, that is always a thing of, I've sold out a free venue with 20 people in. Right, this goes down the belly.
Yeah, I've sold out a venue because you were on because no one else was on. But the punters don't know that, Chris. The punters don't know.
What was with the healing crystal then? This bloke had a healing crystal in his pocket.
Yeah, because I've got a new bit about healing crystals.
Yes.
And how they work. And the bloke in the front row actually had a healing crystal and kind of tapped it with mine to power it up.
Right.
And it was an odd moment in time of watching two grown men tap their healing crystals together. A lot like, you know, those Digimon.
Yes.
Back in the 90s. So, that was a moment. We had a lovely little moment, we did.
Or an up-to-date reference. Two Samsung phones, you can tap them together and you can change over things without putting the Bluetooth on. Fact. You've got an all robot-y.
Just tap two Samsungs on the other side. Copy now. Hello?
Say again. Say all that again.
Am I robot-y now?
No, you're not robot-y now.
Okay. I'm hungry. Definitely hungry. I'm starving.
I listened to Chatterbox and they had Martin Freeman on, and basically the same thing has happened, which he had, his Wi-Fi was rubbish and he sounded like a robot.
Oh man, I'm not Martin Freeman. I don't think it's going to have the same level of pull that Martin Freeman has.
I can't remember what we were talking about earlier about my gig.
So apparently you had a gig,
yeah,
which is big news in itself. But apparently you had a gig.
I did have a gig.
But you didn't tell me how it went.
Oh, that was it. Oh, there was a bloke in the middle of the room having his lunch. And normally you think if they're in a pub having their lunch, they're not bothered about the comedy. And at the end, he came over and said, I couldn't see all your pictures. Can I have a look at your pictures again?
That's amazing.
I was like, the effect.
What time was this?
This was about 8 o'clock at night. He was having his dinner. And
I thought you said lunch.
He was having food. And
just ambitions of him opening a picnic.
He kept going, Are you on social media? Like, yeah, I'm on social media. And then he had a little chuckle at some of the jokes he couldn't see. He went, oh, no, I understand it now. Oh, that's good.
That's quite cute. I like the term, are you on social media?
Yeah. No, you're on YouTube, he kept saying. I'm on YouTube, yeah. Are these on YouTube? I said, well, no, not those jokes, because I need those ones. Okay, it's a bit pointless having them all on social media.
Burning them out straight away. Mm. You don't want to do that.
No, I've had a fun week. I got a letter from Work and Pensions saying I owe them 600 quid.
Oh, why do you owe them 600 quid?
Asking for universal credit when I haven't.
Have you? You've been claiming all that sweet, sweet universal credit, have you, Chris?
Well, I haven't been. It doesn't even tell you that that is what it's for. You have to try and guess. And I rang them up and they said, no, you haven't. No, I haven't.
No, this has nothing to do with me. Well, that's nice when they say you haven't. I mean, that could go two ways.
Yeah, well, I've also had a run-in with the tax man before when they thought I was an offshore fisherman.
Have you? How did that go for you?
And a plasterer as well. So that's the bloke who it really was. He's got a funny career, isn't he?
Well, I think someone's trying to con you.
I'm really going to take my boat on the M25 every day. I don't think so.
I don't know. They put some wheels on it.
But at least Working Pensions, immediately when I said it, they said, yes, that is you. But then when I did it HMRC, they were like, no, but it is you. And I was like, it's not me. It's definitely not me.
Yeah.
It's not me. Look at my profile picture. Is it Captain Birdseye? No, it's not.
You do look a bit like a captain, though. I would say, like, if there was a picture of you, I know people in glass houses, me saying, but you do look like a trainee captain, like someone who's got on the YTS.
I'm not a trainee captain.
Trevor Fielgood. Trevor Captain Good.
You've done gigs with EFC. Captain. You've done gigs with Captain Breadbeard. You must be a captain.
How did that breastfeed go?
It went well. I think we've talked about it before.
I feel we did. I feel like you've done something similar again. No, you did a gig with Mr. Sam Rhodes, your new best friend.
No, he's in America.
He's in America. See, even he's gone to great levels. Not to put up with that.
Well, what also How got was me was when I applied for it, he said, I'll see you there. Thought he won't. He obviously hasn't worked out his dates properly.
Well, this is it. It's that old thing, isn't it? Oh, the promoter will see me, therefore give me lots of work.
Gig with the bloke having his food, that was the Sam Rhodes gig.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and a lady came up to me and said to me, you really nervous? And I thought, yeah, just say yes. Yeah, yeah. She went, no, next time it'll be all right. This is a walk in the park, love. I've had harder gigs than this.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's an odd one with the one from the other day, the other gigs.
Did you have any rubbish gigs? Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. I did a heckle gig. Have we spoken about this?
No, we haven't talked about the heckle gig.
Oh, mate, it was beautiful, right? So basically, it's a gig where they encourage the audience to heckle.
Yes.
And rile them up. But no one had told the second act on that that's what it was. And just he got more and more upset and aggressive. And we went, you are the meanest audience I've ever performed to. And at that point, someone shouted out, you're a massive cunt. And the whole room cheered and he stormed out. And it was one of those moments where, one, he should have been told. Two, it's not the best thing, but it was hilarious. But it was a proper kind of...
What is the name of the show?
Oh, it's something like awkward. I can't remember.
Oh, so it isn't like, this is a heckle show. So you should know
it's
this.
It's quite obvious it is. Like, you look at the poster, the poster's black.
Yeah.
And it says, like, it doesn't look like a normal gig, right? But the problem is with Edinburgh, people do spots to sell their show, and that's not a problem. But people will do spots on anything, if they don't have the skill set to do said thing. So I think people just assume everything's going to be 10 minutes of, oh, I'll get to do my stand-up.
It's
and then
not,
it's going to be like, well, I did Mr. Spooky's chat show twice, which you would be perfect at, where I turned up and he said, right, you're now Henry VIII. Can I interview you as Henry VIII? Which is fair enough. And that's what we did. But the second time, he didn't tell me he changes the characters every week. So the second time, he's going, you're now Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I've never seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Did you tell him that you've not seen it before?
Yeah. And he said, don't worry, just pretend you've got a chainsaw. So I had to get like a kind of a chopping board that I found outside in the venue that hadn't been built yet. This is the joy of fringe venues. The venue it was in didn't have any walls.
Didn't have any... Well, that's not a building then, is it?
Well, I mean, it had the front wall, but no walls actually within the building. So I came on with like kind of a chopping board and just went... Vroom, na, 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 and did that for about 10, 15 minutes.
Because you didn't have any other reference to the film, so you couldn't really say anything.
I think I've seen it once, and I know that he wears like people's face, doesn't he? Does he? Have you seen it?
No, I'm aware of him, but I don't know. I get him confused.
I'm aware of his work.
Isn't it Mike Myers? Isn't it Halloween?
See, that was the problem, because I wrote an amazing bit about Mike Myers being confused for the guy from Shrek, and I was going to come on painted grid, but no. And I never got the money back on that paint.
How did you do on the heckle show? Did you do all right?
Stormed it. I got asked back.
Oh, well, when I did it, when you did it, did they give you time to respond before they did the next one?
What, as in the heckles?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I came in quite fierce. No one's getting the better of me.
I did one, and then they... Before you've even answered that one, someone else is heckled, and then someone else is heckled, and you're like, well, hang on a minute, I've just got to...
Just got to fight for your life. It was weird, man. I just ripped some guy, and they weren't even like the stuff I was heckling with wasn't like A grade. There was one guy who looked like the frontman of the 1975, and there was one guy who looked like Shaggy, and he got up and went, "Oi, off to solve some more mysteries, are we?" And he came in with a pint of beer, tripped over, and spilt it all over himself. So it was one of those moments where it was like the universe did more in that show than I ever could.
It's like they're trying to heckle themselves if they're doing that and falling over.
Well, I don't think he meant it. He got very embarrassed. But he said, he kept saying, like, they weren't even heckled, like, you're shit. And it's just like, all right, how much have you paid to come in? Heckle shows are weird, man. Like, I enjoy doing them. Mm. But that guy, that poor guy, he just come to sell his show and not knowing it was a heckle show was beautiful.
But to be honest, if he hadn't gone on first, would you have known?
Would I have known? Well, yeah, because I knew what I applied for.
Oh, okay.
I said I want to do it because it's a heckle show.
Well, that's what he's like in Edinburgh. It's like, oh, we've come to do a spot. Yeah, put these roller skates on. What? Hang on.
Yeah. Hold this jelly above your head.
It's the jelly show. You have to hold a jelly above your head while you do your stand-up. Why? Because it's Edinburgh. Just do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back.
Are you doing it next year? The question all the fans want to know the answer.
I might do. I'm going to apply. I'm going to try and change my tactics of applying for a spot. I was thinking of maybe doing The Dark Knight Rises in 3D again, but with new jokes, because there's been more Marvel stuff, because that's what people want, more superhero stuff.
They do, man. They want the superhero stuff.
Because I can remember, I think I can remember the beginning of this when I came on as Batman.
Please don't do a show just because you remember the beginning of it. I mean, that's not really the basis to spend a week.
My basis is that I'm a lot better since then, so I could do a better show. That is what I think.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
I reckon you'll be good.
I can't believe I couldn't even get a 1 o'clock in the morning show. Has anything happened to you during Edinburgh? Sorry, I'm channeling Michael Parkinson. Have you heard that he's passed away?
Oh no, that's sad news.
Oh, what a way to find out.
No, that really is.
Yeah, that's not as bad as...
life insurance adverts.
That's Carol Vorderman now, I think.
Is it? Oh, fair enough.
That's almost as bad as when I was doing Play Your Cards Right in Edinburgh and then had to say, this is a bit sick, in it, because of that. And someone went, why? And I said, because he's died. Oh, we didn't know that. I thought, what a way to find out.
Me. Oh, mate, that is hilarious.
I found out, sat next to Mark Simmons, he told me.
I bet he wasn't tactful about it.
Yeah, he just went, Bruce has gone.
Did he?
No, of course, no, he didn't.
I've not seen Simmons once.
Ah, he's in hiding then.
Yeah, usually like he's the person I bump into more than anyone else. I've seen no Simmons this year. It's been a similar year.
Well, have you been?
I saw Aaron.
Aaron Simmons.
Aaron Simmons, but I did not see Mark Simmons.
Yeah, long debate about
and
is
I did
it?
Message Jason Simmons, but I did not see Mark.
Did you also message J.K. Simmons from the Spider-Man films and say you were in Edinburgh?
I did, yeah, and he said, how did you get this contact detail? And I said, don't pester me with questions. I want pictures of Spider-Man. And then he hung up. That was the conversation we had. I'm thinking as well, stuff that's happened. Like, I mean, there's been a few bits. One of the greatest stories. I can't tell you the comedian's name, but I can tell you what happened.
All right. So just pretend that it was not, me. Not,
you wouldn't have done this.
Oh, even me, I guarantee you wouldn't have done this.
Oh,
so this must be really bad then.
20 minutes into a show, he realises, well, they realise the show's unworkable. The audience aren't up for it. No one's enjoying it. And they don't want to be there. So they decide to hide behind the curtain in the venue and just wait for the audience to file out for 25 minutes. But the audience didn't file out.
They sat there
at the end of the show. So they just kind of hid behind the curtain for them to go. I respect that so much, didn't you?
Did they think it was part of the show?
I don't know.
He just stopped and then hid behind the curtain.
But like, at what point do you then go like, oh, they're not leaving?
Well, then if they didn't start leaving, I'd come back out again and go, oh, well I'll try some more stuff then. Because sometimes they do enjoy it, just their faces don't say that they're enjoying it. And then at the end, they go, that was really good. I like that.
And that is the thing up here. You either have ones where you feel like, and honestly, this show, like, I've had one where I thought, this is brilliant. But I had a few afternoons where I'm like, oh my God, this is the slowest show I've ever done. But probably on that one, I had the best bucket I've ever had in my life. So there's no logic on it.
Now, that is really bad when it's going all right-ish, and then at the end, they give me loads of money, and you're like, what?
I think it's more annoying as well. I think because, like, I don't know what a lot of, like, because the bar staff were telling people what the show was, and this year, the team were absolutely amazing.
Are you near the train?
Yeah, I'm at the train station.
Oh, so you're about to get on?
In about 20 minutes.
Oh, when's it go, then?
It's 2:52.
Oh, I thought it was 2:30.
No, another thing I've got wrong this morning. Oh. After doing two sets this morning, Chris, because for some reason I thought, I'm not going to do this. I wasn't going to do PG Hicks. And then there was a promise of money, and I was there in the dash.
Now, well, my last day of Edinburgh is like the last helicopter out of Saigon. I'm gone.
Yeah, gone.
In the mornings.
I think that's the way to do it, though. But then again, like, I'd love to have just got up and left.
But then you've got an extra day of gigs that you didn't have already. If you just disappear and go home.
Yeah, I suppose. But it does mean I'm not getting home until 7:00 tonight.
I almost got asked to run the panel show with, what's his name? Oh, Darren Walsh. Because Mark Simmons has gone home and I was going home.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a great show because he wouldn't be able to do his normal written stuff that they used to do together.
No. Complete curveball being thrown there.
My favourite Edinburgh moment is I did 101 comedy with Matt, and then the show afterwards, the bloke had gone home. So someone else has been sent along and said, well, I've got to find some acts to put on. So basically, the acts that have been on 101 did it again in the same room for new people.
And that's amazing.
It was more loose than the first show. And I've put it down as like the Secret Policeman's Ball on my list of gigs that I've done.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that was my highlight. The Fringe was doing the second show in the same room.
I think sometimes those are the best gigs, though. Like, it's when you find a little one. It's like, because I did Hot Picks for Sound, proper comedy. And seeing headlined a few times. Next level, man. Like, you know, but it's always one that's never an established one, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose there's no fear, is there?
Spare the moment, like, yeah, you three, do you want to come on and do it again? It's like, yeah, come on in.
I love the way that they hadn't got anyone booked.
No, the show wasn't going to happen because it finished. I think the run had finished, but the slot was still open for some reason. I don't know why.
That's it. Did you get a different audience in?
Yeah, it was a different audience from the first one. If it was the same audience.
Yeah.
And
then, imagine?
And then all we did was, we didn't do the show. What we did was half an hour in, we all hid behind the curtain and waited for them to leave.
Just staring now.
Also, I've just mentioned that story again, so that bit can't be cut out. But he's back. Is he back?
I'm just going to get a patch. I'm back. Sorry. It's just... I'm just going to purchase a lovely little pasty before I go.
All right.
Are you still with me?
I'm still here.
What were we saying?
I can't remember.
Hello?
I can't remember what we were saying.
Right, what do I have?
Should we leave it there?
You're right, can I get a large...
Oh, he's ordering a pasty now.
Pasty,
you don't get this with every podcast.
Let's go giant.
Oh, he's gone giant.
Just the one, cheers. You still there?
I'm still here.
Marvellous. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Still working.
I will point out, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Bit okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. I can hear you now. I will point out, I'm muted myself. Bear with me.
Classic. Oh, he's back. I'm back. There he is.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you now.
Yes. One, I'm going to find me flat for you. Two, ordering a giant pasty where someone goes, do you only want one? Did you hear that?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like when you go to a pub and you say, can I have, like, one Foster's or something? And they say, is that it? Yeah. I would have said something else if I was adding something else to the order.
Yeah. And you don't need anything else if it's Foster's about.
I want to annoy them and go, oh, yes, yeah, sorry. And six bottles of Stella, please.
And 25 Jaeger bombs.
And you just turn around, there's a table going, what about us? Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, sorry, yeah, and you.
And you. Yeah. Well, it's weird, isn't it? It's that thing, just the assuming.
Mm. Well, I sometimes go to Budgeons, which is also a petrol station, and I've got my bike helmet in my hand, and they say to me, do you want any petrol? And I was like, no, it's quite obvious I've come on my bike. Should we call it a day now? Do you think this is enough podcast for people?
I think that's probably for the best. I'm back on the platform now.
It's not like you're in a toilet.
You can go home. I feel like I'm in a toilet. It's one of them.
He's going to hibernate for like a bear for 2 weeks and go, oh, no, no more gigs. No more. No, I don't want a flyer. No, I don't want to go to your show.
I really, No, I don't care if it's a heckin' show. How do I sell my show?
Your students, how do you know about politics? Go away, leave me alone.
I don't care if Dracula's back with a new attitude.
Oh, is that one of the shows? Have you just made that up?
Yeah, one of them. All right, dude. Well, I will leave you to it.
Yes.
And have a lovely day.
All right,
fella. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Next week, we should be back with a proper show reviewing some nostalgia that we've picked. So thank you for listening and bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.